Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, into hour number three. I hate to even get into Building 7 and how the government blew it up without playing Dan Rather talking about dynamite and NBC saying the deputy fire chief said they found bombs and the seismographs and the clips of Larry Silverstein, the owner, saying they blew it up. We've heard that so many times before that it's in the WTC 7 section of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We've added a lot of new information on those pages. But from the French brothers who had the film 9-11, you know, they were the French brothers there with the film crew as it was happening, and from local news footage, and I've seen this before and pointed it out, but now it's being pointed out again, and I hadn't noticed it in the Naughty Brothers footage. Clearly, a second before Tower 7 collapses, explosions go up the side of the building, bottom up, from the bottom to the top. Very, very clear. We'll be talking about that, plus some firsthand accounts of underground explosions in the North Tower. And these are the quotes from mainstream media, kind of a compilation of them that I want to briefly go over. And just so much more. But let's get through the calls first. And I'm going to move quick here. We've done a pretty good job taking a lot of calls, but not as many as I wanted to. So let's do that now. Steve in Florida. Steve, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. I just want to let you know that your films are terrific, and they're unlocking minds here down in Orlando. And Orlando is definitely filled with Illuminati. We have Florida Metropolitan University, where you can get your degree in Homeland Security. And across the street, they have Lockheed Martin. And Orlando and Disney merged together, and large corporations came in, and a bunch of us are getting together and going to expose them. I think you're doing a terrific job.
Well, I think people like you are doing the terrific job.
Well, you gave me the push. You gave me the jump start. And I also grew up in an elitist community, Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And I call it the Brotherhood. A bunch of us call it the Brotherhood. And we got different schooling than most people do in our government schools. $80,000 to start for a teacher salary. I think that's a little ridiculous. Got rifle range in our school. You know, rifle team. We have gun problems. It's ridiculous.
Well, it shows how you've got two different schools for the elite and then schools for the general public.
Yeah, it's a shame. I never really liked it. I was put into that. I was born into that situation. And I don't think it's fair for middle America. I think everyone should have an equal opportunity. And just to let you, just one last thing, just a little food for thought. Down here at the Magic Kingdom, inside Frontierland, you have Liberty Bell, Liberty Tree, Hall of Presidents. What else do you have in there? Haunted Mansion, where they do occult practices and death, right there in Happy Liberty Square. You know, so just a little crazy.
Well, I haven't been to Disney World since I was a child, but the haunted house is pretty spectacular, those holograms.
Right. And they even say that they do a cult and death inside there. And outside of M. Leota's cult, they sell skulls and snakes and all kinds of gargoyles. So, I don't know. Interesting place that we live here. So.
Well, certainly Disney is as is New World Order as it's going to get.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be exposed here in a few months. A few of us are putting film together.
Well, good.
Exposing it.
Send me a copy of it when you do it.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you for the call. No, I think the caller's doing a great job. I didn't quite get his comment about a rifle range being bad. Back when we had rifle ranges in all schools, we didn't have the gun problem. But I do get his point about they've got a rifle range that nobody else does. Very few schools do these days. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I don't watch a lot of television. I probably should watch more of it, just to keep track of what the globalists are up to. What I do is read reviews and, the stuff that's on the news websites where they'll describe what an episode's about. Or when I'm in a restaurant or at the TV studio, it's torture's good, secret arrest is good, all Americans are terrorists, take people's children, it's all good, drugging children is good, not having a Bill of Rights is good. And they have these shows about disasters and nukes going off. And I was talking to John Harmon, who runs the broadcast, during the break, and he said he saw an ad for a TV miniseries called, made-for-TV movie called Smallpox. And tell us what you saw in the ad, John.
Yeah, it's airing on FX, and the whole slogan is, it's a true story, but it just hasn't happened yet. And it's about bioterrorism, and it's the new age, they're going to attack you, they're coming to get you, it just hasn't happened yet. It's pretty crazy.
Well, it's going to take a lot more of that to get the people to accept it. They had the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act 2 years ago, and most of the states refused to sign on to it. Mass arrest, forced inoculations, they were going to make all the firemen and police take it. And fully 99%+, according to the LA Times, a year into the program, refused to take it, even under orders. And so if they can't make their enforcers take the vaccine, how can they then have a controlled release of it to make us take it? And the answer is movies and shows, like Smallpox.
Yeah. They're really pushing for this propaganda, you know.
So it was obvious propaganda for you when you saw it?
Yeah, my jaw dropped when I saw it. I couldn't believe it. It's pretty weird.
Do you remember what network it was going to be on?
FX.
Oh, FX. They're the worst.
Yeah.
They've got that show, The Shield, where the guy tortures everybody. And they've got that show I read about yesterday. I'm glad you mentioned FX. Where it's going to be a TV miniseries about the Iraq War. While the war is going on, they're going to have TV shows about it. I mean, nobody's ever done that before. Thanks for the call. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for the call, John.
All right.
I'm kind of a... Well, you talk about being mechanical. Thanks for the call. No, thanks for running the show, I should say. Okay. Let's speed through your calls. Let's talk to... I guess Fred in Pennsylvania is up next, then Rhoda, Justin, and others. Fred, go ahead.
Thanks. You know, there's a lot of evidence about the vote being stolen in the Ukraine. And wasn't there also an election in Belarusia that was that ended up the incumbent dictator or his successor got in there? Wasn't there an election about a year ago in Belarusia? Also, it worked out.
Some of the leftists are getting this confused and going, oh, my gosh, you know, Russia's pro-candidate, the incumbent, he really won, and this is CIA propaganda. No, it's not. I mean, all the answers aren't in yet, but it's leaning towards the evidence showing that truly the opposition pro-Western candidate did win. He's been poisoned now, very sick. Swole up like a beach ball right now. It's clear that they sent in.
Well, Alex, who has control of the mass media over there, and who has also? What is the military? What are the office? How is the officer corps leaning in that country?
Clearly towards the incumbent, and I mean not the incumbent, the person that's against the incumbent.
But the fact is that. What's going to be the lever? What's going to be the most important element of the media? Is it going to be the international media, like BBC, gets in there, or is it going to be their own local media?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a local issue, and it's the local media, and the media has now gone public and said we were told to lie and cover this up. We're not going to do this anymore. And a week before the election, top Ukrainian police went public and said, we've been ordered to carry out bombings to blame it on the opposition. Well, that's Putin's favorite trick. Putin carried out bombings in 99, and Moscow police caught his men planting bombs in the fourth building.
And what about the the government having an overwhelming number of workers at the polls that is a very influential factor.
Well, the police also said just in one town they had 500,000 precast ballots for the pro-socialist, pro-Russia incumbent.
It can't go on. They cannot. This was a type of a situation that was sloppily done. There's no way that an election can be held. They have to have another election, regardless of how this current demonstrations. Even if they do go home there's mass arrest, there's got to be another election over there.
No, I hear you. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Since you bring that up, Fred, compare Ukraine and millions of citizens for a week on the streets. Compare that, and by the way, basically nobody out protesting for the incumbent. Compare that to America, where there is just as clear an evidence to election fraud in this country that John Kerry really won. And again, people, get past your emotional stance on this. I said before the election, it's staged, it's going to be John Kerry, it's going to be a skull and bones election, John Kerry's going to take a dive, you're going to have election fraud. You had record turnout at the polls by Democrats. An average of 2 hour lines around the country. Some of the lines 3 and 4 hours long. And then in these heavily Democratic states that go for Democrats, magically going for Bush, and then clearly admitting that they didn't count 400,000 provisional ballots in Ohio when Bush only won by 130,000 ballots, and they admitted that almost all those provisional ballots were Democrats. They didn't wait and count the overseas ballots. They just told us that night, oh, we're going to count everything, and then that morning Bush won, and then Kerry came out and capitulated. So again, you get in this whole left-right thought process, some people do, and think, well, you're not for Kerry, are you? I mean, Bush won. As if who we're for should govern if we see fraud or not. Again, they had to steal the election because the people voted for Kerry. And Kerry had to take a dive and not challenge it, despite the fact he still had $50 million in his war chest. So in Ukraine, they revolt over it. And again, they had it fixed at the level of Kerry being a ringer, so it wouldn't have mattered who got elected to begin with. But the point is it was staged and it wasn't challenged. That's the news story, that we had a staged election, that the candidates were hand-selected by the globalists, and it never even got off the ground. A real election never even took place. And now Bush is in office. Some of you out there got what you wanted, and you're going to have abortion. You're going to have pro-abortion, anti-gun, pro-open border people appointed to every major position and every major judgeship. The judge who was then Attorney General of Alabama, who went after Judge Roy Moore, he is now being promoted across the board from Arlen Specter to Alberto Gonzalez. You're getting people that make Bill Clinton look conservative in office. Now Judge Rehnquist, Chief Justice, is sick with thyroid cancer. He's about to retire, probably by January, when he'll celebrate his 33rd anniversary on the court. And you watch, the new judge you're going to get, the new justice you're going to get, on the surface he'll be conservative, and the Democrats will put on a fake fight against him, and then once they get in, they'll start butchering our freedoms even more. I mean, Bush has control of the executive, of the legislative, and of the judiciary, federally. Bigger majorities than he had 6 months ago. They have the majority of the governors. And so now will you see an age of conservatism and repeals of gun laws and abortion? No. You're going to see more of it. Open borders, gun control, UN treaties, free trade area of the Americas, plunging dollar, new freedom initiatives to force psychologically test every child and adult. That's what you're going to see. Rhoda in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. But mostly I'm calling. There was a guy that called up earlier about Fahrenheit 9/11 and Fahrenheit 9/11, and you said you didn't see it. I did after the election because I know about you, and I wanted to see what kind of propaganda that the people were getting, you know. And there's one part in both of the movies where Michael Moore snitches on the Republicans on the Carlyle Group, but in Fahrenheit 9/11, the Republicans snitch on the Democrats on the Carlyle Group, and I thought if you could put those two together, you know, you could point out, you know, in your next movie or something, you know, coming up, the bipolar party, because that's all we got is the bipolar party, and they're crazy.
Well, that's the psychology we see. Oh, you're involved in Enron. Well, you are too, and so
right.
somehow it's okay because they're all involved.
Exactly. Now, the thing is, the two... The false left and the false right. If you tie those two together, I was thinking, you know, I go around, I say, yeah, well, Sean Hannity equals Al Franken, and Michael Moore equals Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, if you could tie those, they're
no, it's true, because they all tell you about the dirt of the other side, and then the other side tells you about the dirt of the other group,
right,
and then you don't go
together
anywhere.
In a comical way that they're just the biggest fools and they're just the bipolar party.
No, I agree with you. Anything else?
There was one more thing, and now I forgot what it was. I hear the music coming. So I guess I'll save it for another day.
Well, you can hold over if you want, Rhoda.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. We'll let you finish up Then I'm going to plunge into news, then back into your calls. Stay with us.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Let's take one more call, but I've got to get into the news. Then we'll go on to Justin and Mary and everybody else that's holding. Rita, I apologize for calling you Rhoda. Rita, you had one other point you wanted to make. Did you remember it?
Well, the other thing was that the isn't the part of the Delphi technique to ridicule the opponent? You know, to gain that popular consensus.
Yeah, there are lots of different corporate tactics and schools. But, in the Delphi technique, they do that as well.
Well, shouldn't you be doing that back to them? Like, I don't know. You know, we should get some humorous and, like, just to ridicule. If you could put Sean Hannity and, you know, Al Franken in the same movie, I just laugh at it that they're the same and laugh at him, you know.
Well, that's what I do in my films, is we seriously show how both sides are controlled.
What, to make them ridiculous?
No, I don't really do that.
Well, see, the thing, that's what they're doing. That's how they're winning. Because I listen to those fools, you know.
Well, let me tell you something. They're not winning. They create the illusion
that they're
winning.
Well, that's how they create the illusion,
and then we, the people, feel like we're alone and that we're not the majority.
Okay, one last thing is the, excuse me, I shouldn't be smoking, but I'm smoking. Anyway, have you heard the Kennesaw, Georgia? I don't think I've heard the Kennesaw, Georgia commercial for gun control on your show, have I?
No, ma'am. Listen, I appreciate your call. For those that don't know, Kennesaw, Georgia, and actually I've heard that ad, and I don't know why they don't use the real statistics. At virginutah.com, that's another town that's done this, so I started a website called Virgin Utah. We give the Kennesaw, Georgia documents and news articles. In Kennesaw, Georgia, back in the 80s, an Illinois town had completely banned guns, period. So Kennesaw said, look, we're going to say you have to own a gun by law. And then their crime rate, their violent crime rate, dropped by 90%+ from what it had been. And the ad I hear about they talk about a 75% lower than the national average. Well, they ought to talk about how their crime rate dropped 90%+. Their crime rate. And then they're a suburb of Atlanta, and Atlanta's has only gone up. I mean, in Chicago, they confiscated the guns and banned them. And their crime rates only exploded down to the highest in the U.S. I mean, it's common sense. These places where the general public are disarmed are just wonderlands for criminals. All right, let me now get into the news. Some more of the news. Liberating Iraq with Saddam's commandos. Death and torture. This is from Wired News. And then InfoWars put a comment on this. We've all become well-versed in how torture has been used in Iraq. Now it is revealed that our troops are working with Saddam's Black Scorpions to liberate Iraq. With these quality individuals working alongside our forces, the Iraqi police, now over 100,000 civilians, estimated to have been killed. We must feel very free indeed. U.S. sends in secret weapons, Saddam's old commandos, 20 months after toppling Saddam Hussein. U.S. troops still battling his followers. Again, they're not his followers. In the heartland of Iraq's old arms industry, are hitting back with a new weapon. Ex-members of Saddam's special forces. Oh, Saddam's followers. We're fighting them with Saddam's followers. It's just made up. For 5 months, Iraq police commandos, calling themselves the Black Scorpions, have been based with U.S. Marines in the region along the Euphrates south of Baghdad, which roadside bombs, ambushes, and kidnappings have turned into a no-go areas and earned it the metaphoric description, Triangle of Death. All of them were previously officers in the Iraqi Army or Special Forces. The Scorpion's commander, Colonel Salim Trod, said of the Marines' Khosla base near Iskandaria on Saturday. But Saddam was dirty and no good for Iraq, he said. He says the performance of this SWAT team, as the Americans call it, could be a critical test of how U.S. forces can hand over to Iraqis to meet their goal of withdrawing from the stable Iraq. U.S. officers in the area say they are increasingly optimistic. The hardest fighters we have are from the former Special Forces from Saddam's days. Colonel Ron Johnson, commander of the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, told reporters, these are the people trained in the U.S. in the 80s how to torture, how to kill. Our government put Saddam in. They told him to invade Iran, told him to invade Kuwait. We go in, take him out, and put his dirty punks back in. This is sick. Where have your brains gone?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
All right, I don't want to spend all day on this, but this article illustrates everything out of Wired News on PrisonPlanet.com. Our government goes in, puts Saddam in power, trains his henchmen. Our government pays for the prisons and the torture centers and the military buildup, goes in, takes out Saddam, and puts Baathist back into almost every power position. The Shiites and others go absolutely ape, and then our media calls them Al-Qaeda or calls them Saddam supporters, when these are people whose families were killed, whose husbands and sons were tortured at the hands of the very people our government has put back into control. The article continues talking about these giant SWAT teams of Iraqi Republican Guard. And they say it doesn't matter if we were just fighting against them a few years ago. They're our friends now. They know how to deal with people. U.S. officers are reluctant to discuss how big the SWAT teams are in the triad. And they brush off questions on what they may or may not have done to each other in last year's war. It doesn't matter to me what they did. They're staunchly anti-insurgent. Oh, I'd say they are. The folks fighting Saddam, they never like them. They're very good at grabbing women and children and taking them to the camps, said Douglas, who dismissed suggestions their training under Saddam might have made them too violent. Oh, no. Well, why, we trained them here in America. Of Johnson's 5,000-strong force in the region, which is once the heart of Saddam's arms industry and base of the Medina Armored Division of the Elite Republican Guard. More than 2,000 are Marines, 850 British soldiers, and the rest are Iraqi. And it says at U.S. bases, the Scorpions are very visible, wearing khaki jumpsuits, a Marine Special Forces and black mustaches, traditional in the Iraqi military after Saddam's liking. I mean, it gets sicker and sicker and sicker. Saddam's evil! His Ba'athists are evil! We're going to give them freedom! No one will run against Alawi. Our government, a year ago, put in the new governing council, 320-something members, appointed every one of them. And the Associated Press, AFP, have both reported that the election is in mid-January, now backed off to late January. No one is running against any of the candidates. Because a couple people have announced they're going to run, and they die in car bombings, or men run up to their house and machine gun them and their family. Man, that is freedom, folks. And now who are we mainly battling? By we, the globalist forces that we supply? Shiites. The anti-Saddam crowd. But when you read the newspaper, it's Saddam loyalist. And the average American doesn't know where Iraq is on a map. The average American doesn't know anything. But they got their opinion about all this. It's incredible. So, an apparatus the globalists put into control in 79 and trained in the 80s is back in control of Iraq. Continuing, Blair Minister. For me, it's not a question of whether we should intrude in family life, but how and when. London Guardian. The government set about rehabilitating the image of the nanny state yesterday, sending Margaret Hodge, the ultra-Blairite children's minister, who is regarded by her enemies as the nanny-in-chief, to the awkward repair job. And they say they're taking over the family, forced drugging, banning spanking, and there's not going to be any privacy in the family. Basically, new freedom initiative stuff. She's the one trying to force inoculate people. She's the one wanting to drug the children. It's just the same stuff we got here. Coming up, tasers on children, okay, police say. FBI links between 9/11 and Madrid train bombing. Russians suggest foreign intelligence agency involved in the Beslan massacre. Shopping protesters arrested for nothing. The News Journal. Thousands of mentally ill teens jailed illegally. View a homosexual film or school faces lawsuit. Re-education, folks, that's all that is. Class action suit filed for Republican National Convention arrest in Pier 57. What the dollar's collapse will mean to you and the world. And I've got some new Arnold news we haven't covered yet. Right now, though, for the next 3 or 4 minutes, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Well, I hope you did as well. I had a caller last hour, talked about how their water, they switched over to a new type of fluoridation and chlorination in Florida in his town, and he called and complained. They said, well, do what we do, filter your water. That's what they do.
Well, at least they admit the truth. That's good.
Well, it's real simple. The water is full of every type of poison you can imagine. How anyone would drink unpurified water, I have no idea. All water filters are not equal. You guys have got Made in America purification systems from $20 up to $259. Great systems, and people get free gifts when they get the Berkey Light system. In a nutshell, tell folks about it.
Well, We have the Berkey Light water purification systems. They're gravity-fed water filter. For those of your listeners who aren't familiar with the Berkey, it holds 2.5 gallons of water at a time. It takes approximately 1.5 hours to filter a gallon, each. And it really does take out the pathogenic bacteria, your inorganic compounds, your VOCs, and other types of inorganic compounds to below detectable levels. It really works. I mean, you know, I get call after call people thanking me for, you know, hooking them up with the Berkey water filters.
Well, number one, you save money.
Very cost effective.
Even if you drink bottled water, that stuff isn't safe either. Just type in bottled water dangerous in Google. 100 mainstream reports will pop up, including bottled water killing people. Debbie, tell folks about a couple of the special holiday specials.
No, we do. We have wonderful holiday special because we do want to encourage people to think about buying Berkeys for their relatives and loved ones.
Did you get my message about how I want to order some more?
I did. I got your message, and I almost couldn't understand that apartment number, but I think I got it.
Yeah, it's a gift, but I'll just call you later about it. But bottom line, folks, if you've already got a Big Berkey or a Berkey Light or the British Berkey, they've got them made in America, made in England, whatever you want. Stocking stuffers, these sports bottles that do 600 and something refills, they're $20 a piece when you order, what, 4 or 5 of them?
Yes.
And they cost you $35 at the sporting goods store. Take advantage of this. Give Debbie a call and give this to your family. That's what I do. I buy these a couple times a year to give as gifts. Debbie, how do folks get them?
They can call me at 1-888-803-4438. If they get my machine, please leave a good daytime and evening number because I will be working extra hours around the clock basically so that I can call people back to make sure they get their items before the Christmas holiday or
Hanukkah. You guys ship it out UPS ground.
Yes, we do.
And at the same time, folks, the specials they're offering for the next 20-something days, the specials they're offering are above and beyond previous specials. So caller, ask about the different specials, 1-888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com. Do you have the new specials up?
Yes. We have the Berkey Light without the lights for $199 and the Berkey Light with the lights for $259. And the combination, let's say they want to buy more than one, normally we give one gift with a Berkey Light. If they order two Berkey Lights, then we'll give two, instead of just two free gifts, we'll give three free gifts. And same thing with the Berkey Lights with the lights. Normally they get two free gifts. If they get two systems, then they get five free gifts. And we're doubling it like that so that you'll have extra stocking stuffers to give and items like that. It's
and
really
then you've got the deal for five of the Berkey sports filters, a little sports bottle that's got a filter in it, an excellent system. Five of those for $99, right?
Right, and we also have the five potassium iodate for $99. They are great stocking stuffers.
And can you still mix and match?
Yes, you can still mix and match.
So like three sports bottles, two potassium iodates.
Exactly.
Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, Alex, thank you for having me, and I look forward to hearing from your listeners.
All right, take care, Debbie. 1-888-803-4438. Okay, continuing with the news. Taser on children, okay, police say. Despite the fact that the New York Times is reporting that 70 people have died from the taser alone, that's just one brand, since 2000. 70 people, including children. And now they use these things on you at the drop of a hat. You know, the argument is, well, this way we don't have to use a gun on you. Yeah, but they're using them in cases where the 8-year-old doesn't put the Game Boy down quick enough. You know, it's just ridiculous. Officials from a majority of law enforcement agencies in Volusia and Flagler County say they would not hesitate to shoot a child with a taser stun gun to keep the youngster from harming himself or someone else. Or if you run from the truancy officer, they taser you. The taser policies of law enforcement agencies in both counties require police to consider everything from a suspect's age to physical and mental condition but no local agency specifically prohibits using the weapon on a child. Now they're using them on 5- and 6-year-olds and 85-year-old women, blind women. There are those youths who there are that just as capable of hurting someone as any 18-year-old, said Sergeant Pete Moon of D-Land Police Department. Each scenario is different. You know, I mean, I've had the old ladies on who were blind before, one particular case, but I've seen others. And they came to haul off, she collected little red wagons in her backyard. Well, they found that zoning didn't allow it, even though the wagons had been there for 30 years. I think it was like 50 years, but I don't remember. It was a trailer. And they zoned it now where they come into your area and say, you're now zoned, you can't have that. And she had dozens of these little red wagons in her backyard she was using as flower pots. And she went out there blind, and I said 85. She was actually 95. My memory's now returning. It was about a year ago I had them on. And the blind woman's begging, saying, please don't take it, holding on to the wagon. And so they start pepper spraying and tasering, and they tasered her 70-something-year-old daughter, knocked out her prosthetic eye, began beating her. This was even witnessed. We even had their lawyer on, but we had the reporter on as well. That's your new America, folks. I mean, why would a cop, because an old woman was holding onto her wagon, please don't knock my wagon. Well, she's not following orders. Pulling out the taser, aiming it at the old woman, and firing. It's a wanton lust to engage in violence against people. She did not die, by the way. FBI finds link between 9/11 and Madrid train bombings. More propaganda. The FBI has established the clearest link yet between the March 11th Madrid train bombings and the September 11th 01 attacks. A newspaper in Spain reported the FBI has told Spanish investigators that one of the three men believed to have planned the September 11th attacks from Spain in the summer of 01 also gave the order to carry out the Madrid blast. Folks, it's clear, and it's a whole other show, that the Spanish government was behind that. Russians suggest foreign intelligence agency involved in the school massacre. AP, the head of the parliamentary commission investigating the September hostage seizure at the school in southern Russia, said there is evidence of involvement by a foreign intelligence agency, the Interfax News Agency reported Saturday. The statement was the latest of several in which Russian officials and politicians have alleged foreigners were involved in the September 1st through the 3rd attack on the school. Left more than 330 people dead. And they're not saying who they think is involved. I mean, come on. All the other news is saying that it was clearly the Russian government. You ask how they do that? They go in, hold people hostage, their people escape out the back, then they blow the living daylights out of the place and start machine gunning everyone. And the witnesses and the local police said, yeah, it was Russian troops. Shopping protest, and of course, one guy survives who's got mental problems, and they'll send him down the river, like Lee Harvey McVeigh. Shopping protesters arrested for nothing. They were ordered out of the mall, part of the Buy Nothing Day with Adbusters, and then they were getting in their car in the parking lot, and they went ahead and arrested them. That's out of the News Journal. Thousands of mentally ill New Jersey teens jailed illegally. Hundreds of children and teenagers held in juvenile detention facilities in New Jersey are there illegally, kept for months without basic medical care in locked quarters that are severely overcrowded and leave them vulnerable to episodes of violence, according to a report by the independent monitor of the state's child welfare system. And it says when they take a child from their parents, they go ahead and just put them in a mental institution. All part of freedom. View homosexual film or school faces lawsuit, ACLU tells district. Force students to watch tolerance training video, WorldNet Daily. That's nothing more than re-education, like they have in China. If administrators of Kentucky's Boyd County School District can't find a way to force all students to attend sexually oriented and gender identity tolerance training, the American Civil Liberties Union is threatening to take them to court again. 10 months ago, the district settled a lawsuit with the ACLU over the right of a student group, the Gay Straight Alliance, to meet on campus. The year-long litigation started and strained relationships in the conservative northeast portion of the state. Now they're going to make them watch mandatory anti-harassment workshops, like your children are criminals. I mean, give me a break. And the films are quite graphic. It's re-education, folks. Bottom line. Oh, there's so much more here, and I want to go to your calls. Just briefly, we've started ArnoldExposed.com. And it got picked up by the LA Times today, by The Age in Australia. There are some big reports scheduled to come out later in the week. Believe me, you'll hear about them. We still haven't been on national TV, though. I mean, CNN mentioned it for 15 seconds, and they still have that Morgenthau Jones wall-to-wall on TV, glowing reports, despite the fact that 80% of Americans in polls are against amending the Constitution. So why are they trying to push it on us like it's a positive thing? But the media is now finally admitting this is all a Schwarzenegger deal and that he does want to run for president. So at least now it's being admitted that this is serious and all these big heavy hitters are out there pushing for it. Come back, hit one or two final news articles and take a few calls. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Salt Lake City Tribune, SLC lawyer. FBI likely knew of Oklahoma City bombing plot, seeking disclosure in a court filing. He wants the agency to provide an unedited 95 memo and a related report about his brother's death in prison. The FBI, in all likelihood, had advance notice of the Oklahoma City bombing plot and did nothing to prevent the attack, the Salt Lake City lawyer claims. Attorney Jesse Trudeau alleges an informant infiltrated a white supremacist compound in Oklahoma and learned Timothy McVeigh was trying to recruit accomplices there about 2 weeks before April 19th, 95 bombing. And we've been over all of this, and that's true. But clearly the white supremacist group was not involved. The group was basically run by FBI informants. And McVeigh was traveling the country making all these contacts to later blame it on gun groups and white supremacist groups, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, he showed up at the Davidian compound after that had been torched, and, oh, I'm very angry about this. But they have those surveillance cameras. We have police on video saying BATF was there minutes after in bomb gear, saying we were told not to come into work today. They admit the federal judge was told not to. I mean, that's all admitted, folks. The government carried out the bombing. Oh, we got all this new Building 7 information. Clear video of the bombs going off up the side of the structure. That's been added to our WTC7 section. Please spread the word about that. On the Arnold Schwarzenegger front, William Sapphire came out and endorsed Arnold for president. Just a massive push by the elite, but not by the people. We don't want it, but they want it. And so please support us at arnoldexposed.com. Please contribute on the PayPal or write to us and specify that it's for fighting Arnold so we can run these ads that I'm producing right now. It is so important. This is real. This is a real threat. Let's go ahead and go to Justin in Michigan, or Missouri, excuse me. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to talk about a couple things.
Real quick, go ahead.
Maybe put on a positive note today that people are waking up in this country. I don't know if you've seen this movie. Bob Dylan's in it. It's called Masked and Anonymous. There's a whole bunch of actors in it, but the movie is actually based, like, it's at some point in the future when the Pan-American Union's already taken over. It's like a dictatorship here in America. A real philosophical movie, has a lot of really good points in it.
What's the name of the movie?
Masked and Anonymous. Bob Dylan's in it, John Goodman, Bridges.
For some reason, I can't understand you. The name again?
Masked and Anonymous.
Masked.
Like a mask that you wear on your face. Masked and Anonymous.
Wow, and it's about a future dictatorship.
It's an unspecified year, too. They don't even tell you what the country is. All you know is a dictatorship, and then you see on the flag, it's Mexico, Canada, and the United States all in one country, you know?
That's what happens next year, and again, the average person has no idea what's even going on.
Also, have you ever heard of the group Perfect Circle?
Yes.
They're pretty mainstream, big hit. They talk about the New World Order on their last album here. They just put out an album that's all anti-war songs. It's all remakes of other people's songs.
Yeah, all this is going public. Great call. Good to hear you. Mary in Colorado, last caller. Sorry to others. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, we know by now that Bush and his friends are crooks, and the main reason for being over there in that Iraq war is so that these big shots can get in there and make money off the oil and exploit the people in the country. So what do we do about it? The Democrats put out all the effort that they could, and we have people...
Well, that's not true. John Kerry was a ringer. He clearly won, but he didn't challenge it. And even if he would have won, Mary...
You know why I think he didn't? Why he didn't challenge it?
Why?
I think I've figured it out. Bush and them told him that if we're going to get those insurgents out there, I believe it was in Fallujah... Yeah, and that's the core of the terrorists, then you're going to have to give in. But the Democrat Party is not giving in.
All right, back tonight, back tomorrow. God bless.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to...